You are welcome to the 5 minutes daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. Note, brethren, that the scripture says the earth was without form, void, and that it had great darkness. And for God to begin to fix the earth and create the earth, something had to be done first, and that thing is light. I can tell you today that you cannot build or rebuild anything in life except there is first of all light. For your life to be built, there has to be light. Many people are walking in darkness. Many people are operating in darkness, and that is why there is restlessness. There is movement. People are just moving from here to that place to another. They will think, okay, maybe it's this place. They will go to that place. I was sharing recently how somebody contacted me and said, "Why not go and do your PhD in the United States?" And I said, "For what?" The person said, "So that you can lecture." I said, "See, I already know the plan of God for my life. Why do I have to embark on a journey that has no bearing with God's purpose for my life?" The person said, "No, you'll be lecturing. You can even be teaching Christ. You can even be teaching all of those things." I said, "No, I already know the purpose of God for my life. And I am happy fulfilling that purpose here." Somebody else may be called to the United States, but certainly not me. You know, if I don't have light on God's direction for my life, this is how I will be following all the dictates of men. It means you will be walking in darkness. Many people today are stressed because they are in darkness. They don't know what God is doing. They don't know why they are here. If somebody tells them that, "Oh, there's something happening in Sweden," they will relocate to Sweden. If another person comes and says, "Ah, it is not Canada. People are doing something in Canada." Before you know it, they are relocating to Canada. They've never even sat down to ask themselves, what exactly do they want to take out of life? What exactly do you want to do? If you go to those countries and then you now have food to eat, is that life? Is that all that is life about? Don't you get it that you have a creator and there is a reason why he has placed you on planet Earth? And you can only truly be fulfilled when you walk in that purpose. And you can only know that purpose in his light. Until you have light. John chapter 8, I think verse 12. Jesus said, "He that follow me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." It is by following Jesus that we have light. I'm telling you, brethren, the only way you can live a peaceful, restful life is to have light. There has to be light in your life. Anything that God wants you to do, there has to be light. I see people today, they go into ministry. Before you know it, they are begging everybody. They are writing people, embarrassing the name of the Lord. And I'm wondering, did God send you into ministry? Did you have light? What did he ask you to do? When did he speak to you? Somebody was saying to me that, "Oh, that the amount they are paying him to pastor is too small. He cannot take care of his family." I said, "Are you into pastoring because of salary? Did God call you into pastoring?" If you don't have light to go into ministry, why don't you get a job and just concentrate on your job? That is even better. Brethren, you must seek light. It is when there is light that things can be fixed. When a man knows that this is the direction God wants him to go, he can then put all his energy into it. He can then put everything into it. If you don't have light, you will be following people who are in the dark. My prayer for you today is that there will be light in your life in the name of Jesus. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. God bless you.